Perek Gimel, Mishneh Tezayin. Hu Hoya Oimer. Rav Akiva, who has been the author of the last few Mishnayos, beginning with Mishneh Yud Gimel, he continues in this Mishnah, and he is elaborating on the previous Mishnah, Mishneh Tezvov. Hu Hoya Oimer. Rav Akiva used to say, Hakoil Nosun Be'eravon. Everything is given as a collateral to mankind. In other words, a person is an orev. He is a guarantor for everything that he benefits from this world. Umetsuda prusa al kol achayim. And a net is spread out over all of our earthly existence. Rabbi Wein, in his Sefer on Pirkei Avos, says the following. Rabbi Akiva's metaphor of a net, especially modern fishing nets, is extremely apt. During my years as Kashrus administrator of the Orthodox Union, I had many opportunities to observe the fishing industry. The nets used by the fishing trawlers were literally miles in length. Thousands and thousands of fish are ensnared in them every time they are cast and spread. Yet, because the nets are so huge, the fish swim in them freely, unaware that they have been trapped. The metaphor applies to human life as well. We swim unfettered in whatever direction we wish to go, and we fail to realize that we are caught up in the gigantic net of Hashem's will and plan. Eventually, there are limits to our freedom, to our freedoms, and accountability for our behavior and actions. Continues Rabbi Akiva, Hachanus Pesucha. He gives now a mashal that the store is open. It's open 24/7. Vehachenvani Makif, and the store owner gives on credit. You can pay with the credit card. You can have what you're purchasing written down or put into a computer. Vahapinkas Pasuach. The ledger is open. Vahayad Koiseves. And the hand writes, as the Kohati explains, that the Chenveni gives on credit means Hashem does not ask for payment right away. As we have learned in the previous Mishnah, Ubitoiv Ha'olam Nidon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is an Erech HaPayim even to Rishoyim, and he judges the entire world with Midas HaRachamim. So he gives on credit. But although he gives on credit, HaPinkas Pasuach Vayad Koiseves, even though the Rebbeinu Shloilam, if mankind misuses the gifts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given to him, Hashem is marich af. He is not quick to get angry. He doesn't take retribution immediately. However, everything is written down in the Sefer HaZichronos that eventually the chov, when the appropriate time comes for repayment, that repayment will be made. And he's not mevater. He doesn't overlook anything. Continues the Mishnah. V'chol haroitza lilvois. Whoever wants to borrow, whoever wants to take on credit, yaveh v'yilveh. Let him come and take on credit. As we learned in the previous Mishnah, v'harishus nasuna, that it's given over to man, b'chira chafshis, free will to do as he pleases. He can do mitzvahs, he can do averus. He can use the benefits of this world in a constructive way, he can use it in a destructive way. It continues the Mishnah, V'agaboyim machzirim tadir b'chol yoyim. And the people who are set up to be collectors, the shlichim of Hashem, and what that refers to is the yisurim, the suffering and the sicknesses that from time to time come on a person. They're machzirim tater b'chol yoim. They are constantly going around every day and they take repayment for the debt that man has to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'nifroam in Adam, they get paid from the person. Midaito yushalay midatoi. With his knowledge and sometimes without his knowledge. In other words, as David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Perikuf Yutes, Pasuk Ayin Hei, Yadati Hashem, Ki Tzedek Mishpatecha. I know, Hashem, that your judgments are righteous, that you don't take payment for something that's not owed to you. In other words, when a person pays back through Yisurim and suffering to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sometimes midatoi, he knows I did a certain avera and I deserve a punishment. Hashem didn't give it to me right away. As the Mesillas Yesharim tells us that that is one of the aspects of Midas HaRachmim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he doesn't punish a person for his rebellion against Hashem on the spot. He gives a person chance to do tshuva, but eventually, if he doesn't do tshuva and he still has this chet on his ledger, eventually through suffering, through illness, through other yisurim, a person pays back the debt and then sometimes midatoi. He recognizes that he did something wrong for which he has to pay a debt. But sometimes, unfortunately, it's shaloi midatoi. Sometimes he forgets what he owes Hashem. And then he complains against Hashem. And he says that Hashem is doing something which is not honest, not fair, not righteous, because he believes that he is a tzaddik and that he is clean from any avera. He forgets the chov that he owes Hashem for avera X, Y, and Z. The yesh lahem amashe yismoichu. The collectors have what to rely on when they collect their debt, because everything that a person does in this world is written down on a daily basis in the Sefer HaZichronos, the book of memories where everything is recorded. V'hadin din emes. Hashem, as Chazal tell us in the Gemara in Avodah Zorah, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba b'trunya im b'riyosef. Hashem doesn't do things which are not fair, which are not just, which are not correct with his creatures that he has created. It's perfectly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is keil emuna ve'ein ovel, as we find in Parshas Hazinu. He always judges a correct and honest judgment. V'hakoil mesukin l'suda, everyone is prepared for the final festive banquet. And this means that both tzaddikim and even rishayim, once they have gone through their suffering, which may be in this world, may be in the next world in Gehinnom, but eventually they purify themselves and they are worthy, even the rishayim, unless it's those who ain't lam chelik l'olam haba, they will be part of what the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin, Kol Yisrael Yeshlam Chelik L'Olam Haba, that every Jew has a chelik in the world to come, as the pasuk in Yeshaya says, Perik Samach, pasuk Chaf Aleph, V'amcha Kulam Tzadikim La'olam Yeshu Aretz, that your nation Hashem, they are all tzadikim, and they will be zoche to merit the world to come. The Meiri explains that just like if a person eats a meal, in order to eat the meal, he had to buy the food, he had to prepare the food for the meal. Without that effort on his part, he would not be able to eat the meal. So too, a person who goes through Olam Hazeh and prepares the meal, he does tshuva, he does Torah, he does mitzvahs, he does ma'asim tovim, he will have the suda prepared for him in Olam Haba. I just like to conclude the Mishnah here with a very interesting story that Rabbi Wein again brings down in his Sefer on Pirkei Avos. The idea was expressed in this Mishnah that a person is accountable for everything that he does in this world. And he quotes the following story. The American financial guru and Nobel laureate Milton Friedman was invited to address the Israeli Knesset and give advice about stimulating the eternally ailing Israeli economy. The then chairman of the Finance Committee of the Knesset, Rabbi Menachem Porush, introduced the distinguished guest by saying that Hillel was able to summarize the whole Torah in one sentence, but that he did not expect Friedman to match that feat in his discussion of economics. Friedman rose and said, "I do not wish to publicly disagree with the distinguished chairman, but I am able to summarize all economic theory in one sentence. There is no free lunch." That's what the Mishnah says. V'hagaboyim achzirin tader b'chol yoyim v'nefroim min ha'odom midaitoi u'shaloi midaitoi. There is no free lunch. Perek Gimel Mishnah Yud Zayin. The Tana of the next Mishnah is Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. He is famous from a Mishnah in Brachas, which we recite in the Haggadah Shel Pesach, that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, "Hare ani k'ben shivim shana." And this relates to a story that we find in the Bavli in Brachas Daf Chav Zayin Amid Beis, where Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, who was from the Gedolei, the great ones, the giants of the Chachmei Yavne, the wise men of Yavne, and in the schus of his proficiency in Torah and his yichus, he was able to trace his lineage as the 10th generation from Ezra HaSofer, and also he was a very wealthy man, and because of these three attributes, at the time when Rabbi Gamliel was a Nasi, and he did not give the proper respect to Rabbi Yeshua, it was decided that Rabbi Gamliel should vacate the Nasius, being the prince of Klal Yisrael at that time, and it should go over to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. But even after Rabbi Yeshua was placated and Rabbi Gamliel was restored to the Nasius, they did not totally remove Rabbi Eliezer from his Nasius. They gave Rabbi Gamliel two Shabbosos to lead, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was given one. The day when Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah became the Nasi, he was very young, and when he accepted the Nasius, his beard turned white, 18 lines of white hair, so that he should look older. And that is why he said, although he was a very young man, he said, "Hare ani kiben shivim shana." I'm like 70, but I'm really not 70. I'm a very young man. But to give him the proper respect, he turned overnight into an elderly person by his looks. On the day that he became a Nasi, it's known as Boi B'yoyim. On that famous day, Masechta Idiyos was learnt. And there was no halacha that was unresolved, which on that day, when Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah became the Nasi, that was not clarified and codified. Rabbi Yehuda al-Nasi, we find in the Avos Rav Nosson in Perek Yud Ches, he counted the great praise of the Chachamim. He compared Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah to a peddler of sweet-smelling besamim, spices and aromas. When a Talmud Chacham would come into Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and he would ask him any question in Mikra, Omer Loi, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah would answer. Shalu b'Mishnah, tells us the Avos Rav Nosson, if he was asked a question in Mishnah, Omer Loi, he responded. B'Medrash, Omer Loi, he responded to a question in Medrash. B'Halachas, Omer Loi, if it was a question in Halachas, he responded. B'Agadas, Omer Loi, if it was a question in the Agadah of Shas, he responded as well. He had a hand in the entire Torah, was able to answer any question. Kivin sheyatzam ulfanav, when the Talmud Chacham left the presence of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, who mole toivu bracha, he was full of goodness and blessing. That is the effect that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, by his great profundity in learning, had on all those who sought his counsel and advice and Das Torah. Begins the Mishnah. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer. Here, at the beginning of the Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is going to discuss sets of different items and showing that each item in the set is required. We begin with Torah and Derech Eretz. Torah, the learning of Torah, and Derech Eretz, how a person has to act with Ben Adam L'Chaveroi in a pleasant manner, and that She'ei Daiti Shalotim Murevesim Habriyas, he should be well-liked by others, and be humble and have midos tovos, says Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Im ein Torah, if one does not have Torah, if someone who has not learnt Chumash, Mishnayis, Gemara, ein derech eretz, he cannot be a person who has proper midos. He will not know how to properly react to other people and have interpersonal relationships with them. If there's no Torah, there cannot be true Derech Eretz. On the other hand, Im Ein Derech Eretz, a person who does not have good character traits, and he does not get along well with other people, Ein Torah, then there is no value to his Torah, because people look at his knowledge in Torah, and he desecrates that knowledge. It becomes disgusting to other people, his knowledge. Look, He learned Torah, and look what a unrefined person he is. And so we find in the Machzer Vitri, Im ein derech eretz ein Torah, that if a person does not act properly with others, ein tarasim or ilo leklum, the einam is kayemes biyari, then his Torah is not worth anything, and it will not stay with him. He will not be able to retain the Torah. So we need both Torah and derech eretz. Continues the Mishnah. Im ein chochma, if a person does not have wisdom, if he does not know the greatness of Hashem, if he does not know Torah, then ein yira. As we had before in Perek Bey's Mishnah, hey, ein bur yirei chet. An amoretz, an unlearned person, cannot be someone who fears to do sin. Even if he says to himself, I fear to do sin. But if he does not have wisdom, he does not know the dinim of the Torah, then it's impossible for him to fear sin. He doesn't know what is considered sin. On the other hand, im ein yira, ein chachma, a person who does not have fear of sin, and he does not see that yiras chet is the purpose of chachma, then his wisdom does not last either. As we learned in Perek Gimel, our Perek here, Mishnah Yud Aleph, Kol Shechachmasai Kedemes Liras Chetai, if his Chachma takes precedent over his fear of sin, Ein Chachmasai Miskayemes, his Chachma will not last. Then we have another set, Bina and Das. The Rav, the Bar Tanura, tells us that Das is giving the reason for matters. Bina is Maven Dover Mitoch Dover, understanding one thing from another, says the Mishnah. Im ein bina ein das, a person who does not understand something that he learns in order to be able to comprehend one thing from another, then he is unable to give a reason. It means he doesn't clearly understand this item. If he would clearly understand it, then he would be able to learn one thing from another. Since he cannot do that, that's a sign that he is unable to give the full comprehension to the reason for this halacha. On the other hand, im ein das ein bina, if a person does not know the reason for something, it's a sign that he has not clearly understood the matter. Continues the Mishnah with another set, kemach and Torah, flower and learning, in other words, parnasa. Im ein kemach ein Torah, a person who doesn't have bread to eat, he's not able to focus on his learning. On the other hand, the main Torah ain't kemach. If a person doesn't learn and pursues his flower, his parnasa all day, then he's not worthy to have that flower, because life without Torah has no value. And now the Mishnah continues. Who Hayah Omer, he used to say, this is referring to Ablazer ben Azariah, Kol shechachmasa meruba mimaisav, anyone whose wisdom is more than his actions. Lamau Daimah, what is he comparable to? Leilon, to a tree, Shanaf of Merubin, which has many branches. Visharash of Mu'atin, and its roots are very limited, very few roots. And the actions of mitzvahs, those are the roots of a person. The wisdom are the branches of that tree of a person. So a person who has more chachma than action, if his chachma does not lead to action, to fulfill that which he learns, that which he knows, then he's like a tree that has many branches but very few roots. V'aruach bo v'aykarta, and the wind comes and uproots the tree. V'ayfachtoi, and it turns it upside down, alpanav, on its face. The roots are torn out of the ground, the tree winds up upside down. As we find a pasuk in Yirmiyah, Perek Yitzayim, pasuk Vav, V'hoya ka'arar ba'arava, that person will be like an isolated tree in an arid land. V'lo yera kiyavetayv, you will not see good coming. V'shochan charerim, and he will dwell in parched soil, b'midbar, in a desert. Eretz melech, a salted land. V'lo yseshev, and uninhabited. Avol, however, kol shemaisa merum nechachmasai, anyone whose actions are more than his chachma, lamahudaima, what is he compared to? Le'ilon, to a tree, shanafim watan, that has very few branches, vishrash of merubin, and has many roots, because he has the maisim toivim, which are the purpose of chachma, so he has the roots. Shafilu, kol aruchish of oilam, even if all the winds in the world will come, boys, they will come with noisers and they will blow, boy, in that tree. Ein mezizah sasemim kaima, they will not be able to move the tree from its place. Shenemar, again, a pasuk in Yirmiyah, Perek Yizayin, two psukim later from the previous pasuk. V'hoya, the person who's a tzaddik, the person whose maisim toivim are more than his chachma, the person who knows that the purpose of chachma is to do maisim toivim, he will be a chosel, like a planted tree, amayim, on water, next to water. Val yuval yishalach sharashav, and it will spread out its roots towards the stream. V'lo yira ki yaveh chayim, it will not see when heat comes. It will not be bothered with the heat. V'hoya oleyu ranan, its foliage shall be fresh. Uvishnas betzairis, and even in a year of drought, lo yidag, it will not worry. V'layomish ma'asayis pri, it will never cease from making fruit. In other words, the person who has more yira than chachma, who realizes that the purpose of chachma is yira and mais, to do maisim toivim, then that person will sustain his chachma and he will sustain his good life on this world.